Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
743, 17 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. You know by now they got some cool weather coming. Coldest we've seen, I guess, in a while. Paul LaGrange joins us now, host of the Home Improvement Show, owner of LaGrange Consulting. How you doing, Paul?
Good morning, sir. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. Although a former co-host of the Home Improvement Show, I still listen on Saturday mornings. I do. I was listening to something you had going Saturday about windows and flashing and something. What was all that about?
Listen, there's always something exciting happening on Saturday's show. I'm still amazed that folks are still calling and asking questions always since 2005. As you know, we have fun in the show. I mean, when you and I were doing it together, we always had a good time with our listeners. And, you know, this is the reason why we do this show is these times of year as an outreach to help people make some better choices relating to how they, protect their house from freezing.
So what are, like, take me through freeze protection 101, Paul. Maybe some common things that people don't think about.
Sure. So these are the things that I've already started doing. First of all, if you don't have the materials, now's the time to go to the hardware store and buy, you know, pipe insulation or pipe wrap or, you know, those covers that go over your hose pipe or your hose bib, depending what you call it. If you don't have those materials now, as it gets closer and closer to the freeze event, the availability becomes much less. So that could be your first step. If you don't have it, maybe you protected your pipes from last year and you say, no, man, I'm good. Do me a favor, walk and look at it, because the UV rays from the sun can start to deteriorate the tapes and the adhesives, and sometimes that pipe insulation is a few years old, and you may have to rewrap it. So anything that is any piping, hot pipe, cold pipe that's exposed to the weather, and this is also including if your water heater is in like an outside carport or that's not conditioned, or an outside lean-to shed. Maybe you have a tankless water heater. You need to protect those pipes as well. If you're not going to wrap the pipes and protect it from freezing, then the only other choice, well, we actually have two choices. One choice would be to drain all the water in the pipes and leave all your faucets, hot and cold faucets, open inside the house and outside the house. That would certainly protect it. Presume you don't have any loops or bellies in your piping holding water. The second option you would have, Tommy, if you don't have a chance to protect your piping from freezing, would be to run your water at a very, very slow trickle. I actually describe it as a fast drip. It's not a lot of water. It's just enough moving water that continues to move through the piping while it's below freezing temperatures to prevent it from freezing.
Somebody texted in about the difference when it comes to faucets, hose, bibs, whatever you want to call them. Let's not start that stuff again. But about the styrofoam kind that hook on, the little box-type things or the bags now that they have that you can tie on. The bags are a lot easier. My problem is I have no idea where I put them. But I will find them because I'm not buying more. I even bought extra. You know what I just remembered? I stapled them to the garage wall. That's exactly what I did. Anyway, is there a difference between one or the other, Paul?
So I like using the rigid type with the foam insulation. And the reason for it is because the foam insulation is about half inch thick, and that gives you a higher R value than the bags. However, your hose bib, the distance from the outside face of your hose bib, where you actually screw the hose onto, to your wall, has to be a certain distance, because those hard containers are only so deep. That's where the advantage of the bag comes. They could be further away, longer, and the bags will still work. They both function well. I like the hard ones because pull it nice and tight to the face of my brick or my siding, depending which one I'm working on, to prevent the air from getting into that space. Tommy, there's been times when I haven't been able to find products, and I would take pool noodles and insulate with pool noodles. Mm. I would take newspaper or old towels and wrap it with towels. Anything you put on that is going to help.
Let's talk about the water in the bathtub. Somebody texted in about, does it depend on where the water comes into the house and where you run it? Distance from where it comes in to where you run the water?
Yeah, so I would trickle that water, like I said, that fast strip from the faucets that's furthest away from the water supply line that enters your house. So if you want to do the hot water, not the cold water. So that makes you want to do an extra step to conserve some energy so you're not wasting all your hot water. You want to adjust the thermostat on your water heater where it's not running all night long. And the reason for the hot is because as water inside those pipes start to freeze, they expand, and that's how you get bursting pipes. Well, when the water expands, it creates a pressure. And if all your hot faucets are off, then there's no place for the pressure to go. And as a result, as it gets larger and larger, it bursts the pipes. On the cold water side, our toilets, because the valve on our toilet is so weak, it allows the pressure to go into the toilet tank, not the bowl, but the tank. So it's like a pressure relief. So if you've ever done any of these case studies, you'll find that hot water pipes burst a lot faster than cold water pipes. And the reason for it is because the toilets allow the pressure to be relieved.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Paul LaGrange, our good friend, host of the Home Improvement Show and owner of LaGrange Consulting, 504-260-1870. Somebody's got a question about protecting the pipes underneath a house. We'll talk about that when we return, as well as any other questions that you have, 504-260-1870, 750, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, 7:55, Tommy Tucker, WWL, with our good friend Paul LaGrange, host of the Home Improvement Show and owner of LaGrange Consulting, trying to get you ready for the cool weather so you're not, Paul, as many of us have been, out the night before in the freezing weather with a flashlight in our mouth trying to get stuff done that we could have done a couple of days earlier and a lot easier. Somebody wants to know the best way to insulate under an elevated house.
So if the home is high enough off the ground, you can, crawl underneath there, then the best thing to do is to get those plumbing insulation. It's called like a split insulating sleeve, and it goes all the way around the circumference of the outer circumference of the pipe, and there's some adhesive that you can peel and attach the two sides together to make it a full circle around it. I would make sure that you get the right size pipe insulation. So if you have a 3/4 inch pipe, get insulation for a 3/4 inch pipe. And then I would make sure there's no spots of the pipe that's uncovered with the insulation. And I would even tape the seams of one section to another so they don't move and then they stay completely closed. And sometimes that's the insulation that you know, adheres the seam of the two sides of that split pipe insulation together, sometimes that doesn't last very long. So adding additional tape at different segments, like every 12 to 14 inches that go all the way around the pipe to keep it closed, is a great idea as well. And you want to insulate both the hot and the cold piping. Even if you have PEX piping, and I get this question often, you know, what's the difference between copper water pipes and PEX water pipes? And we started using PEX a lot shortly after Hurricane Katrina because it has no salvage value. I know you remember this, Tommy, that...
But will it freeze, Paul, you know, or not?
It does freeze. It's not freeze-proof. It is a lot more forgiving than the copper. But it, if temperatures stay cold enough long enough and it's unprotected and there's no water run through it, it can freeze. And the weak links is not necessarily in the middle of the pipe. It's where two PEX pipes may connect. That's going to be the weakest link.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm just watching the clock, and I'm trying to get as many questions as I can. Let's get to tankless water heaters inside or outside of the attic. Mine happens to be outside. I think they wrapped everything that had to be wrapped because I asked them about that before they left. What about that, Paul?
So it's the out. Typically, when they're outside, is that biggest risk. In the attic, most times our water heaters stay warm enough because our attic insulation and our attic ceilings let heat from the house go into the attic. So most times in a freeze like we're going to have this upcoming week, you're fine in the attic. Outside, they need to be wrapped just like you described, Tommy. There's copper pipes inside that tankless water heater.
The whole heater
needs to be wrapped.
Tankless heater? No.
Just the pipes themselves, that's inside the water heater.
All right. Well, I presume they did that, I guess, right, when they installed it?
Well, you can open up and look. But, okay. Yes, I mean, it's safe to double-check.
What about running water with a septic tank, Paul? Paul, you there?
So a septic tank, it will extra water will flood into it, and it would kill the bacteria. That's just one of the things. It's cheaper to grow the bacteria back in the septic tank than it would be to repair a broken pipe. So it's just one of those things you have to accept.
Does it? And what about wells? People who have wells on the North Shore, best way to insulate?
Put a tent over it if you can, like these little hunting tents, or wrap big blankets around it and protect all the pipes.
Thank you, Paul. Never enough time. He'll be here on Saturday morning, I'm sure, with a lot more tips, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Thank you, Tommy.
You bet. Thank you, sir. Paul LaGrange, host of the Home Improvement Show and owner of LaGrange Consulting. We'll come back, talk about the French Quarter Management District here on WWL.